The Seattle process is endless meetings and forums, but they skipped that at the Seattle School Board last night. The board decided to forego a national search for a school superintendent and instead voted 5-2 to make interim superintendent Nellie Nyland the permanent chief. School Board President Sherry Carr says the move was necessary because Seattle schools need stability.
10 years, approximately 10 years, we've had 6 superintendents, 6 assistant superintendents of teaching and learning, 5 assistant superintendents of operations, 8 assistant superintendents of business or chief financial officer role.
And Sherry Carr says that instability has made it impossible to tackle the big challenges facing Seattle schools.
We have a special education department that is in dire straits. We have weakened financial and policy and procedure controls, Title IX non-compliance findings. These are very serious issues for the students and the families in Seattle Public Schools. I would say that no successful and high-functioning organization can sustain this level of chronic leadership turnover.
That's where the swift appointment of Larry Nyland comes in. School Board President Sherry Carr says he's the right person for the job.
Here we have a highly qualified candidate with a proven track record of success. And the thing that I have been so struck by is he has amazingly quickly been able to assess some of the root cause issues of Seattle Public Schools and has begun to set the organization on a course of action.
Now, others in Seattle schools say fast-tracking Nyland was the wrong way to find a permanent solution. Jesse Hagopian is a history teacher, former candidate for the teachers union president. He told me that foregoing the national search is a missed opportunity.
It's possible that Nyland is a good fit. It's possible that there's somebody else that is a good fit as well. And I think it really would have been worth taking the time to do a thorough search to find who the best person would have been to fit the needs of Seattle. You know, there's a couple of things that raise red flags with Nyland. I think that when he signed off on a Gates grant to the Seattle Public Schools without passing it through the correct channels and getting the signatures from the Seattle School Board, that was troubling to many, many people who follow the Seattle Public Schools. And that's been a constant problem in the Seattle Public Schools of superintendents not following the correct fiscal procedures. And so I hope that now that he has been approved, he can really listen to the teachers, parents, students, the constituents he serves, and make this the school district we know it can be.
Well, another problem that's been identified is the kind of revolving door in the superintendent's office. People see a lack of continuity as aggravating some of the problems that are there. And that was one of the arguments for keeping Larry Nyland on. He was in the job. Let's just keep him going. What do you make of that argument?
Well, I think that just doesn't make sense to me. I think that the best person for the job should be doing the job. And if that's him after a thorough search, wonderful. But if we find somebody who more closely matches the vision of our parents, students, and teachers, I think we need to do that.
There's the Seattle process where everything gets studied and extended for a long time, and the board didn't follow the well-known Seattle process in this instance. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that School Board Director Peters' amendment was the best route to go.
And what did it say?
What Director Peters suggested is that we keep Nyland on for a year. And over the course of that year, it will allow the board to familiarize themselves with other candidates. It will allow them to familiarize themselves with Nyland's style, his political beliefs, his vision for education. And that would allow us to really have a good understanding of the direction that he plans on taking the school district. And I think that would have been a really great compromise in this situation. And I think it's a shame that we didn't take that direction.
That's Jesse Hagopian, education reformer, Seattle history teacher at Garfield High School, on the appointment of Larry Nyland as permanent superintendent for Seattle schools. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.